Welcome to today's Olive Tree and, today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Christ said that as it was in the days of Noah, so would it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. In the days of Noah, fallen angels mated with women and created their creation, the offspring were Nephilim, half angel, half human. We are in the days, just like Christ said, in the days of his return would be just like the days of Noah. Out of the Daily Mail, new AI creates molecules not find, AI creates molecules not found in nature that can change human genes to cure even the rarest of diseases. These AI-designed molecules, which don't exist in nature. Before the time of Noah, man created creatures after its own created creatures after their kind, fish, birds, beasts of the field, man after man. But then you had angels mating with women. The offspring were Nephilim. Now we have AI-designed molecules that never existed in nature. And the team has tested the molecules on living human cells. California-based Profluent Bio developed a system capable of creating a range of bespoke cures for disease by developing molecules that have never existed in nature. DailyMail.com spoke to Ali Madani, CEO of Profluent Bio, who said the AI-made gene editors have been tested in human cells, which demonstrated high levels of functionality while not editing unintended sites in the DNA. The AI was trained on a database of 5.1 million CRISPR-associated proteins, allowing it to create potential molecules that could be used in gene editing. We are continuing to create creatures interfering, adding to the DNA of Adam, creating new species. Going on with the article, the system then narrowed down the results to 4 million sequences, allowing it to identify the gene editor team named OpenCRISPR-1. Experiments showed OpenCRISPR-1 performed as well as Cas proteins, but it also reduced the impact on off-target sites by 95%. I totally know what that means. Attempting to edit human DNA with an AI-designed biological system was a scientific moonshot, Madani said. The molecules do not exist in nature like previous technologies in gene editing, such as CRISPR. CRISPR is a Nobel Prize-winning technique that can be used to edit the genomes of living organisms, cutting a cell's genes or adding new ones but it has previously relied on gene editors found in bacteria. So I'm wondering, in the book of Revelation, there are going to be people who are not going to die. Immortality. This is another step in bioscience toward immortality. And so are these, what they're creating, are these immortal molecules? Going on, Hillary Eaton, chief business officer at Profluent, said, "It's phenomenal that the first CRISPR-based treatments for genetic disease such as sickle cell disease are already changing the lives of patients. But there remains an urgent need to accelerate the development of this technology for thousands of other currently incurable diseases." So we have reached the point now where man has evolved, is attempting to evolve to become God, to play God, to cure diseases, to, I still say, and I believe, immortality is the objective. Our intention with Open CRISPR is to partner with cutting-edge research institutions and drug developers with a powerful and practical way to safely expedite the development of new CRISPR genetic therapies. Our vision is to move biology from being constrained by what can be achieved in nature to being able to use AI to design new medicines precisely according to our needs. The contemporary beliefs that the AI can work as an interpreter to decode the language of life. Decode the language of life. What they're saying, or what is being presented, is immortality. And with this science, as they open, investigate, and open new technologies, this gives them, these people, a sense of godhood. And this is exactly what the Bible says would happen. Man would eventually seek to be his own God. Man would defeat death and be able to create life, immortal life. It won't happen. Our focus is on partnering with cutting-edge research institutions and drug developers across the globe to utilize our technologies. Madani believes that by open sourcing, and this is a code here, open sourcing, I'll have to come back to open sourcing in just a few minutes. Open sourcing is a whole universe in itself. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be right back.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Okay, open sourcing. Now, I'm going to continue with the article talking about this new molecule that is being added to DNA of cells, human cells, because humans are going to be the guinea pig that they're going to experiment on. Immortality, godhood. This is, I'm trying to remember the name of the movie, Prometheus, where the objective is to be God. Madini believes that by open sourcing, where tools or code are made freely available for other researchers to use, the AI design molecules can be unleashed further creativity in the field. Unleashed. They're choosing their words. This is what they want to do. They want to unleash this new technology upon the DNA of mankind internationally. Open sourcing. So in a sense, it now has taken the molecule and now they're bringing in a second thought, open sourcing. Now, let me tell you a little bit about open sourcing. This was created by Microsoft, headed up by Gates of Hell, Bill. And this is the technology, open sourcing. This is going to be the common language of all experimentation in bio research, in World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, a New World Order, digital currency, open source in warfare. And this was created by Microsoft, open source. And this is the system of open sourcing, open source. This is the platform, I guess you would say, or the it's going to be what Antichrist and the false prophet are going to use for ruling over and control in their kingdom. Open source. And presently, there have been programs offered to anybody that wants to be involved in the open source colleges. These are the, this is the company, or what is the word I'm looking for? I'm going to find it. I can see it. It's the battalion, the battalions of the people who are going to control the whole Antichrist realm. They can't control. They Antichrist and the false prophet will not be able to control their kingdom, their sphere of rule, without open source. That's the only way. This is exactly why Microsoft has pushed and has been working on, via through Bill Gates. He's still involved deeply with Microsoft, new technologies, new computer science. He's never disengaged himself from that. He has been engaged because it's only through computer technology that he can oversee the coming kingdom of Antichrist. I hope maybe I have given you a small understanding of what open sourcing is and what it will do in the near future here in America. And now they want to use open source for immortality and to create new ways to cure disease. A society or a world free of disease, it won't happen, because Revelation chapter 6 talks about the diseases at the end of the world created by open sourcing through people who are employed by Lucifer and bio labs throughout the world. And now, because the plan to use this type of biotechnology is open, is out, it's known about. People, the country is so sick, there are so many millions of people that are unhealthy in this country, they'll openly receive or openly accept anything that the medical profession or the bio labs can create to help them with their sicknesses, their diseases. They are more than willing to allow and be in favor of this kind of research. This is what Christ said would happen at the end of the world. Knowledge would increase. The insatiable desire and appetite of mankind for knowledge, and not for the sake of good, for the sake of evil, for the sake of profit, for the worship of mammon and power. Going back to the article, open sourcing is commonly used in software development, less so in genetic research. Our goal is open sourcing. Open CRISPR-1 is to encourage the use of AI for ethical research, right, definitely ethical, and commercial use, particularly in the development of medicines leveraging CRISPR. The groundbreaking scientific discovery that is being used in the development of new treatments for countless diseases. Mankind is going to go along with this idea. We believe by doing so, we can help accelerate the pace of discovery and innovation in the field. As part of this effort, we'll be gathering feedback from the gene editing community and using that input to further optimize AI design gene editors. This is Frankenstein's children doing research in Frankenstein's labs, on the island of Dr. Moreau. I'm going to talk more about, and you watch, there's going to be much more talk about open sourcing. This is just the beginning. Without open source, the Antichrist and the false prophet are not going to be able to control their kingdom, their power. They have to have open sourcing. And they're already training the battalions of people that are going to work for them. They're already training them right now. They're being trained we're not even aware of it, under the covers, in the dark. To some degree, it's in the dark. In another sense, it's out in the open. Now, we're going to talk about the end of paper currency. This is out of leoholman.com. The last article was out of All News Pipeline, April 27th, 2024. That was on Sunday. It was by Stephen Stanford. Now I'm going to go to leoholman.com. Over 98% of the world's central banks are gearing up for a new system of programmable, trackable digital cash, and 24 nations will have live CBDCs by 2030. The era of cash money, is ending. It will come, and with it will come the end of privacy. The World Economic Forum claims in a new report, 98% of the world's central banks have agreed to implement the globalist long-awaited dream of a cashless society. The cashless society is going to be a brief period of time. It's going to be maybe 7-year period of time where there will be a cashless society. Not longer than that. And it will happen in the last decade before Christ returns. It's something that it has a time factor to it. It will occur just prior to Christ's return within that decade. And it will actually maybe be at the most a 7-year period of time. Anything longer than that, no flesh is going to be saved. Man will be starved to death. And for the Christian people that know prophecy and understand what Christ said in Revelation chapter 20, what Christ said in Matthew chapter 24, he said that there'd be a time of tribulation followed by a time of great tribulation. It will be in the time of great tribulation where Antichrist will have perfected and have in place a cashless society, a network where you can't buy and sell unless you receive a mark, a number, or worship the image of the beast. It's a 3.5-year period of time. It's very brief. But not only is it brief, it is extremely brutal, draconian. It is a period of pretty much everything is watched, everything is tracked, and you can't buy and sell without a mark, a number, or worshiping the image of the beast. I'm going to go back to the article by leoholman.com. Most central banks, such as the U.S. Federal Reserve, are quasi-government institutions owned privately by billionaire bankers. The World Economic Forum is not the first to reveal the plans of a globalist elite, which have been preparing for years to eliminate paper fiat currencies. But this latest report indicates the grand plan is now very close to being realized. Perhaps just awaiting a triggering event, a black swan event of some type, before making a switch to digital cash. so it's not long. At first reported, as first reported by Slav or Slay News, the latest revelation, I'm looking at the clock here. I'm going to go to a break in just a few minutes. I know, in about 35 seconds, sorry. So I'm distracted. I'll get to this next sentence here. As first reported by Slay News, the latest revelation was made in an 83-page white paper from the World Economic Forum, which declares the nations around the world will soon be ready to adopt the central bank digital currency, or CBDC, in place of traditional money. Now, I'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed, for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Did you know that 6 in 10 Americans are suffering with chronic disease? Join us for an enriching experience featuring esteemed speakers such as The High Wire's Del Bigtree, renowned farmer Joel Salatin, medical rebel Dr. Lee Merritt, pioneering naturopath Dr. Henry Ely, and many more. With a diverse lineup of over 15 speakers, 55 vendor booths, and an anticipated 1,500 attendees, this summit is your gateway to authentic solutions for healthier living. Don't let this chance slip by. To enhance your journey towards well-being, discover healthier solutions, and connect with like-minded individuals. Get your tickets now for June 1st at the Scenic Ranch in Loveland, Colorado. Call or text 970-475-4083. That's 970-475-4083. Or visit naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now. Come see thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and more with huge savings. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. 7 to 8 foot tall autumn blaze maple trees now only $139.99. 5-year-old 4 to 5 foot tall Austrian pine trees now only $279.99. The early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now at the Tree Farm.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Optimistic about the way that things are going.
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business. That is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
And this song was made famous in the early 70s, and they were hoping to keep a steady high. Well, it's no different today. Hunter is trying to keep a steady high. Joe, the whole world, people living on the streets of the cities of this country, everybody is trying to keep a steady high. And the opium for the wealthy, for the rulers of the world, is power. That's what they like. Now, going back to this article about a digital currency that's coming, like I say, a world in this system will bring about a condition that would be so severe that mankind would not be able to endure it for really more than 3.5 years under the rule of Antichrist. It would be too severe. And Christ said that if he didn't return, no flesh would be saved. This would be one of the reasons why no flesh would be saved. Another is famine and starvation. Another would be the continuing wars. Another would be diseases. We're at the beginning of the greatest. You haven't seen the greatest plagues yet. And the great plague that has already begun through the vaccinations, it's more severe than the people want to believe. But now they're, like I had just read, they have found a new molecule that has never been created before. It's new. It never existed before. It was created by AI. And this molecule is going to be introduced into the DNA of living cells. And I know those cells are going to be human. So you take the new molecule with Nephilim DNA, with Homo sapien DNA, with HeLa cells, which are Henrietta Lack immortal cells. And if you've listened to the program in the past, you know what I'm talking about. And now to the Nephilim DNA, the Neanderthal DNA, to Henry Lack, the Henrietta Lack immortal cells. Now they're going to add a molecule that has never existed before. It's not found in nature. Something brand new. This sounds to me like something that must occur in the decade before Christ returns, because it does. It is so draconian that Christ is going to have to come and end all of this biotechnology, biolab, secret labs all over the world, experimentation on men and women, children. Using open source. Without open source, the ability to open source all of this bio research and everything else, you're not going to be able to create a world that is exactly what Christ said. There would be a world that would be there would be perplexities. There would be the world breaking down, no answers, just conundrums. You would have no way, no answers for anything. What's the answer to the wars? More wars and Christ's return. What's the answer to halting all of this research? Christ returning. What's the answer to the diseases? The Bible says that the world at the time that Christ returns will be sick. Illness, sickness, disease, plagues. And the world is sick presently. We live in a sick world. People that have had the vaccinations, shedding. You can't avoid shedding unless you keep yourself at a distance from people that have had the vaccinations. It's like going into an Italian restaurant and you smell the aroma of all the different food. You can smell it because what is happening in the kitchen is shedding to the rest of the restaurant. The answer is Christ returning. Now, going on with this report about the new digital system, 98% of the global economy's central banks are researching, experimenting, piloting, or developing central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, to determine how to modernize the capabilities of and improve access to central bank money. With this backdrop and a recent survey finding that there could be 24 live CBDCs by 2030. The importance of clarifying the role of these central bank money and wholesale CBDC in the next generation of wholesale financial markets is underscored. It makes sense that when the petrodollar collapses, and it will collapse, it's already begun. The petrodollar has already begun its collapse. I have an article right here. No, I didn't bring it with me. And China and Russia, they are now selling all of their treasury notes. They're moving U.S. Treasury bonds out of their systems. This is killing the bond market here in this country. The collapse has begun. It's been pre-designed. The only question is whether it will continue to unfold gradually or it will take place suddenly in the wake of a catastrophic cyber attack or some other black swan event. World Economic Forum founder and director Klaus Schwab is on record predicting a devastating cyber attack that will shut down all or nearly all communications, transportation, financial transactions for an extended period. Then a World Government Summit stated Charles Schwab or Dr. Pippa Malgren, she made a comment. She's in the occult. She's part of a secret society. She's employed by Diablo. And we'll get back to her in just a few minutes, Rick Rodriguez.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Hello, church. Henry here from godsfeedingstation.org, and I'm here to tell you about our new message series on the book of Isaiah. Mark Twain said that history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. And if you've spent any time in the Old Testament, you see that not only is it a history of Israel, but it's a history of our faith and a history that we can and need to learn from. In fact, in the first few verses of the first chapter of Isaiah, we already see that the warning Isaiah gives to Judah speaks to us today. So come visit us at godsfeedingstation.org. Check out our study of Isaiah on the Message Channel, and while you're there, have a look around at all we offer as we work to grow our relationship with our Heavenly Father together. godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Okay, and I'm going to continue with Dr. Pippa Malmgren, a individual that I believe with the world that she travels in is an employee employed by Diablo, and she addressed the World Government Summit, quote, I'll say this boldly. We're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new accounting is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having an almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. This sounds draconian. Sounds demonic, and it sounds like Antichrist, his coming system. We're in the last decade. People that aren't watching what's happening internationally are clueless. Digital cash is not cash at all. It is not only digital but programmable, meaning someone outside of your control. And I ended the quote. I'm sorry. Is programmable in such a way that makes it applicable only at certain stores or for certain goods and services, not others. The World Economic Forum reports CEBM is ideal for systematically important transactions despite the emergence of alternative payment instruments. Wholesale central bank digital currency is a form of central bank money that could unlock new economic models and integration points that are not possible today. The report focuses on the claimed goal of streamlining cross-border transactions, but it's much more than that. According to the WEF, central banks are preparing to deploy different forms of CBDCs specifically designed to be used by different institutions for different reasons. All of it is for control. It is an antichrist system. Going on. Wholesale CBDCs will be used by banks, governments, transnational corporations. Retail CBDCs will be reserved for the general public. The WEF report also confirms what we already know or knew, that converting to this new digital system means all physical assets will be eventually tokenized in a scheme meant to bring more billions in profits to the elites on Wall Street. The tokenization of assets involves creating digital tokens representing underlying assets like real estate, equities, digital art, intellectual property, and even cash. Tokenization is a key use case for blockchain, with some estimates pointing towards 4 to 5 trillion in tokenized securities on DLTAs by 2030. I don't know what those are, DTLAs. So this is the world of the coming Antichrist in black and white, presented in the black and white. Again, this is leohoman.com. The end of paper currency, 4/26/2024. This is how close we are to the new system that's going to be used in the West by the World Economic Forum. The other nations of the world in what is called the multipolar world currency system, nations in that system, will not be tied in. They will be tied in to exchange country to country, but not controlled the other nations of the world in the new system. In the multipolar world, nations will not be controlled by World Economic Forum, the system of the World Economic Forum in the West, in America, which will be the Antichrist system of the West. This is disturbing, but I'm telling you the truth because we're in the last decade. With what Christ said would happen, you can't buy, you can't sell without receiving a name, a mark, or worshiping an image. This is in the kingdom of the coming Antichrist. It is not international. It's not worldwide. Christians for 60 years have thought Antichrist would rule all the economies of the world through a cashless system. No, it is in the West. It is in the United States. It is in nations, some nations in Europe, Canada, for sure. Five Eyes nations, most likely. But it is so, it would be so severe for these individuals that are loyal to Satan and the kingdom of darkness. It's so severe that they rule the finances of a whole society or societies that these societies could not exist longer than 3-4 years maximum. They couldn't exist in a system like that. Nazi Germany was in a system less than 6 years. And look what happened to Germany. I'm going to be back to finish out the program. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll return in just a few minutes.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom, the count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, the Present Truth Program, podcast 1360KHNC for the archives of the hosts on the station. So we have At the End of the World, in the last decade before Christ returns, we're going to have experimenting on the DNA of humans, adding to human DNA, Nephilim DNA, half angel, half human, and they're going to add that to the DNA of people that live today. Neanderthal DNA, creatures that lived before the time of Adam, they found that DNA. They're going to place that in DNA. Then you're going to have immortal cells that were first found in Henrietta Lack in 1920, and those cells now, they have been creating and amassing these cells to the tune of 5 million metric tons of cells through the last 100 years. And now you're going to add to this combo, cocktail, immortal, they're going to add a new molecule that has never been found in nature. And in the vaccinations, they have found Nephilim, Neanderthal, and Henrietta Lack cells, the immortal cells. They found these properties in the vaccinations. Now, in the new vaccinations, you're probably going to have this new created molecule that was not found in nature ever before. So now you've got a cocktail of four different, well, what do you call them? DNA of other of creatures that existed, and one that has never existed before, a molecule never known to man before. It was created by AI. That sounds like the end of the world to me. Then you have the great move. It's a hustle. They're moving quickly. They're hustling to bring in a cashless system. This will occur in the decade before Christ returns. In probably a 6-year period before Christ returns, we're going to be in a digital system. Cash is going to go away here in America. The other nations are going to trade with their currencies, but not the U.S. It's going to be blockchain, but only for a short period of time. And these technologies now exist. Then you have open source, and open source is one of the tools that is going to be used must be available for the Antichrist and the coming false prophet right here in the United States of America. Well, I'll have to see what happens as I research tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll visit Dan, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.